Thank you, Mr. President. The Kingdom of the Netherlands aligns itself with the EU statement. Allow me, following others, to offer my heartfelt condolences on behalf of my country to the people of Afghanistan, who, in the wake of an already critical situation, have to endure an even greater loss of life as a result of the earthquake in the eastern part of the country. As so many, we are profoundly concerned about the increase in violations of human rights of women and girls in Afghanistan, who are faced with increasingly repressive measures introduced by the Taliban. They are being prevented from going to school or work, or from gaining access to reproductive and other health services. Women human rights defenders and women journalists and other media workers are prevented from carrying out their essential work. Overall, women and girls are being effectively banned from participating and contributing to Afghan society. Continuous and increasing oppression of women and girls is detrimental to the development and future of all of Afghanistan. If the Taliban wants to be recognized as a legitimate government, it should act like one for all its citizens. Only then, and with the full inclusion of women and girls in Afghan society, Afghanistan can become a resilient, stable, and self-sufficient country. For this, women and girls must have equal access to education and work, to have autonomy, and have their voices heard. We urge the Taliban to respect and safeguard human rights for everyone. Respecting the human rights of women and girls will make for a stable and prosperous Afghanistan for all Afghans. The Netherlands firmly supports the work of the UN Special Rapporteur. Documentation of violations and abuses of human rights, including those of women and girls, remains vital for the road to accountability and sustainable peace and stability. Thank you, Mr. President.